From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fierce fighting between militants and government forces at Libya's only international airport killed 20 and left more than 60 wounded Monday. Mitiga Airport in Tripoli was shut down for most of Monday, and it's unclear when flights can fully resume. Libya's internationally recognized government says armed militants attacked the airport, where more than 2,500 people are jailed for various crimes. In a statement, the government said the attack was aimed at the release of terrorists from the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. No one has claimed responsibility for the airport attack. Two suicide bombers blew themselves up in Iraq's capital Monday, killing at least 31 people and wounding many others. 90 people were injured, three of them critically. The blasts happened in Tehran Square in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. The area is a commercial center crowded with laborers who are looking for work. A paramilitary convoy has come under a rocket attack in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, leaving at least five people dead and six others wounded. The ambush happened Monday in Turbat, a remote, volatile district in Baluchistan. The insurgent Baloch Liberation Front, which is fighting for an independent Baluchistan, claimed it was behind the attack on the convoy. At least six migrants have been found dead off Spain's Canary Islands. Five bodies were found in an inflatable boat off a beach at a popular tourist resort. At least one other migrant picked up by the Spanish Civil Guard later died. 18 migrants, possibly from the same boat, made it to shore and were later found by police. This is VOA News. South Africa's two